Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on chapter number 31, which is the book of Amos. And the objectives for this lesson are that upon completion of this lesson, this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Amos. You're going to be able to identify to whom the book of Amos was written. State the purpose for the book of Amos. Write the key verse of the book of Amos from memory and state the life and ministry principle that is found in the book of Amos. The author is Amos, and it was written to Israel, and the purpose was to call Israel back to God. Our key verse is going to be found in chapter 4, verse 12, and the life and ministry principle are that the call of to the nations is still prepare to meet thy God, and the main character is Amos. So for the outline, we have introduction is found in Roman numeral number 1. The introduction is chapter 1. And point number 2, we have the judgment upon the nations neighboring Israel. And these are all in chapter 1. We have first Damascus, then we have Philistia, then we have Phoenicia, then we have Edom, then we have Ammon, and then we have Moab, starting in chapter 2. Then Roman numeral number 3, we have the judgment of Judah in Israel. That's in chapter 2. And point A, we have on Judah. And point B, the judgment is on Israel. In Roman numeral number 4, we have God's indictment of the family of Jacob. That's starting in chapter 3, verse 1. And point number A, we have three addresses of condemnation starting in chapter 3. We have the judgment is deserved, chapter 3. Judgment is decreed, chapter 3, and then judgment is deserved. That's going into chapter 4. Judgment is decreed, chapter 4. Judgment is deserved going into chapter 5, and then judgment is decreed, chapter 5. Point number B, five symbolic visions of punishment starting in chapter 7. Point number 1, the locusts. Point number 2, the drought. Point number 3, the plumb line with historical reference. These were in chapter 7. And now in chapter 8, we have the fruit basket. And then the Lord standing on the altar is in chapter 9. Then Roman numeral number 5, we have hope for a brighter future in chapter 9, which is A, Christ's return and the establishment of the messianic reign. B, the millennial prosperity, also in chapter 9. And C, Israel restored, also in chapter 9. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead, do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.